It's time for listener feedback. I'm John Hingsbergen, program director for the WEKU stations. On our website is the news story by WEKU's Stu Johnson, headlined Second Hemp Crop Planted in Kentucky. A reader identifying as Hemp Authority commented, "This will be a great test to see what actually comes of some serious acreage of hemp growth across the state. Hopefully the industry will come back strong and create many new jobs and tax dollars." Last week we talked about the tower work being done at the KET site in Hazard that is causing a need to take 90.9 WEKH off the air. That situation continues and will likely be a problem for a couple more weeks. An anonymous caller left a long message for me. Here's a portion of his remarks.
Now here, in a few minutes, there'll be no car talk. At noon, no This American Life. Why don't you get the workers come out at midnight and work till 6 or whatever? So don't feel bad if in June or July when you have your fund drive, if you come up short.
There's not much we can say or do in response to that caller except reassure listeners that this would not be happening if we had any choice. The fact is, tower work hundreds of feet in the air cannot be done at night. These outages are happening during daylight hours on days when weather permits. You'll find more information on the WEKU Facebook page and at WEKU.fm. And remind those of you who depend on 90.9 WEKH that if you have internet access, even on your mobile device, you can listen via the web stream at WEKU.fm. We are extremely grateful for your patience. We're interested in your feedback. Write to us at any time at WEKU at EKU.edu or call 859-622-1657. You can also post on the WEKU Facebook page or send a tweet at 889-WEKU. Then tune in again next Monday at 6:31 and 8:31 a.m. or 5:33 p.m. for listener feedback on WEKU.